Hello, this is Jessica.
Hello. We're calling for Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you. If you are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
A Democrat.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you properly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Would you please tell me your age?
33.
In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Would you definitely lean, or would you say you would definitely vote for them, or just lean?
Say it again.
Would you say that you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or just lean towards them?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. You can just let me know. The first
okay.
One is Thomas Chalifax.
Don't recognize.
The MAGA Republicans.
Strongly opposed.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Darren Soto.
Don't recognize.
Project 2025.
Strongly disapprove.
Democrats in Congress.
Approve? Strongly approve?
Kamala Harris.
Somewhat approve.
And Ron DeSantis.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Kamala Harris, the Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. State Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mokersel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
If the election for U.S. States Congress, United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you would vote for?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes to support it.
Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. And the second statement is, Colonel Thomas Chalifoux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifoux will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Number one, promoting traditional values in schools. Two, securing our border. Three, making owning a home more affordable. Four, making health care affordable for working families. Five, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Six, protecting abortion rights. 7, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. 8, tackling crime and improving public safety. 9, ending the gun violence epidemic. 10, protecting Social Security and Medicare. 11, bringing down rent prices. 12, lowering inflation and gas prices. Or 13, lowering grocery prices.
That's a lot of options, but maybe making home ownership more affordable.
Thank you. What would you say is the next most important issue?
Protecting abortion rights.
Thank you. We're already halfway through. Now let me read you some reasons that people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Chalifoux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
Virtually no impact.
Common's child's pose is a physical conservative who will rein in. I'm sorry. Common's child's pose is a physical conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain distributions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Would influence.
Would it convince you to vote for them, as in very or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thomas Shalafox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Shalafox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Somewhat convincing.
Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Somewhat convincing.
There are only two statements more. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Somewhat convincing.
And the last statement. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing.
Now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalafox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Aaron Soto, the Democratic candidate.
Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each one of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision. The first one is, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses.
I forgot the response, but it wouldn't sway me much.
No problem. And the options are, would it cause serious doubts or some doubts to vote for that candidate or no effect at all?
No effect at all.
Thank you. Shalafox called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions.
That would give me strong concern.
As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Shalafox voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
That would give me concern.
Would you call it serious or some doubts?
Some doubts.
Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
That wouldn't change my mind.
Mega landlord Thomas Chalifax went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits.
That wouldn't influence my decision.
And the last statement is, Thomas Chalifax personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
That would give me large concern.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
What is your primary source for national and political news? Local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Orlando Sentinel, cable news networks, El Nuevo Día, your local newspaper, talk radio, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
I guess talk radio like NPR.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you have completed in school?
I've completed my master's degree.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
Yes, one.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Would you say you're very or somewhat liberal?
Very.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day.